Penguin Random House Audio presents Color, Taste, Texture. Recipes for picky eaters, those with food aversion, and anyone who's ever cringed at food. By Matthew Broberg Moffat. Read for you by Avi Roque. Chapter 1. Color, Taste, Texture. Me? Why me? Can I get that plain, no sauce, condiments, vegetation, or foliage? If you've ever uttered those words, this might be the cookbook for you. My name is Matthew Broberg Moffat, and I'm autistic and food averse. I'm also a classically trained chef. Now, that may sound counterintuitive, and in fact, it is. I'm a classically trained chef who has never worked in the food industry because some food is just gross. I don't mean gross as a value statement toward the food itself, or toward the people who eat the stuff I don't. Having aversions has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. There have been changes over the years with some foods entering the safe list in a slow, almost glacial manner. I have a son who also has food aversions. His are different from my own, and sometimes I must take a step back and say, it's okay that he doesn't like watermelon. He doesn't like strawberries or most berries. It's okay. Likewise, your aversions will not be judged. This is a safe place. Even if I don't share your preference, it will be honored and respected. Perhaps most important, this cookbook isn't going to try to sneak in food that you absolutely don't want to eat. Instead, it's all about working within your parameters or those of the food-averse person you're cooking for. For example, if your kid or loved one doesn't like the taste or smell of onions, then stop putting onions in their food. But if they don't like the texture of onions, we can work with that. I will show you how to prepare onions so that their texture is palatable. If your kid only eats chicken fingers and mashed potatoes and absolutely refuses anything else, make them the best chicken fingers and mashed potatoes. If they are getting adequate nutrition and calories, this cookbook isn't going to try to force anything else on them. I can't tell you how many times I sat at a kitchen table as a child, long after everyone else had finished, and a well-meaning adult wouldn't let me leave until I cleaned my plate. It was always a deeply embarrassing and uncomfortable experience. I've always liked to follow rules, and to consistently disappoint adults when it came to food was traumatic. I wasn't diagnosed with autism until I was an adult, and while I'd like to think that it would have made a difference, in this instance, I believe the results would have been the same. After all, there wasn't much by way of acceptance of food aversion. There still isn't. The market and internet advice space are replete with ways to trick picky eaters instead. It's my hope that radical, enthusiastic acceptance of food aversion will help reframe these experiences and change social attitudes in a positive and meaningful way. If one kid can have a less traumatic childhood because of this, I'll be a truly happy camper. Glossary. There are a lot of terms that get bandied about in cooking, and it can sometimes be easy for me to forget that not everyone knows them. It doesn't help that they are frequently not in English, and even when they are, in seeming layperson's tongue, they aren't always self-explanatory. To help facilitate your understanding, I've created a glossary. Dice. To cut into quarter-inch cubes using a sharp kitchen knife. Mince. To cut into an even smaller size than to dice. Crush. To smush. Aggressively. Often with the back of a knife on a cutting board. Sweat. To cook over low heat, often an aromatic, so that the moisture is released. The final product will often be translucent and slightly crunchy. Steam, to heat indirectly utilizing a moist medium. When cooking aromatics in a pan, where the heat is low and the pan is overcrowded, you often steam as a result, as the sweat produced by the cooking of the vegetables then evaporates and cooks the aromatics beside them. Steaming varies from sweating, in that the end product is more homogeneous in texture and softer in consistency. Caramelize, to produce a Maillard reaction, wherein the surface of the food turns a darker brown, and the released moisture and carbohydrates become sweeter as they are condensed. Brown, similar to caramelization, but with a much less dramatic effect. Chiffonade, to slice things like herbs into long, thin ribbons, facilitated by rolling the subject in question. Roux, to produce this backbone of sauces, and the Tongzhong bread method. A small amount of flour is cooked on the stove in a saucepan in either water or, more commonly, butter, especially in the French mother sauces. Mirepoix, a French culinary aromatic tradition of cooking diced onion, celery, and carrot in butter. Sofrito, an Italian culinary aromatic tradition of cooking diced onion, celery, and carrot in olive oil, and sometimes also with butter. Aromatics, things like vegetables and herbs that are heated in fat or oil in the beginning of the dish to provide flavor. Carryover, a phenomenon where foods retain heat and continue to cook even when removed from the heating element. Leavener, something that helps produce lift and rise to things like breads and custards. Examples include yeast, baking soda, baking powder, and eggs. The five mother sauces, foundational elements to numerous dishes in French culinary tradition. They include béchamel, a butter and flour roux thickened cream base. Tomato, a tomato base. Hollandaise, an egg yolk and lemon juice base. Espagnole, a reduced brown sauce. And velouté, made from butter, flour, and clear stock. Low and slow, a popular cooking method for large pieces of inexpensive, tougher cuts of meat, such as a brisket or shoulder. These pieces have a few things in common, such as being particularly fatty or fibrous, due to the place on the animal they come from. By preparing these foods at a low cooking temperature, over longer times, we can help break down what might otherwise be a very difficult texture and make it much more comparable to more expensive, leaner cuts of meat. Alternatively, a very tender and lean cut of beef might be able to be sliced very thin and cooked purely in acids in a shockingly rapid amount of time, due to the difference in how the fibers and muscles are developed where it's derived. Food aversion in a nut-free nutshell. While it would be easy to assume that you are familiar with food aversion, and that's why you picked up this cookbook, even those who experience it haven't necessarily given it much consideration. So let's start with a simple thought experiment. You may be saying to yourself, a thought experiment in a cookbook? Yes. Color, taste, textures approach to food aversion is as much a philosophy as it is a toolkit and guide. If someone can identify and empathize, it's much easier to normalize. Remember back to your childhood. Were there any foods that you just thought were completely yuck? If the answer is yes, take a brief inventory of what it was about that food that you hated, and possibly continue to hate, so much. Maybe you can't explain why. It's just nasty. Simple enough. Now dig a little deeper. Was it the taste? Was it only the taste?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?